USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Dr. Anthony Fauci calls the coronavirus outbreak an ongoing and very serious situation.
When you look at the number of new infections that we have, it's still at a very, very high rate. Hospitalizations are up. There are certain areas of the country.
Fauci speaking at the White House also saying that the outbreak may be plateauing, but that they're paying very close attention to virus mutations. Seven Senate Democrats filed an ethics complaint against Republican Senators Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz over their January 6th efforts to object to the 2020 presidential election results. Democrats are requesting an investigation into the pair of senators over their challenge. No such ethics complaints were made against Democrats when they filed objection results to the 2016 election results. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The investigation is continuing into the crash of a helicopter that claimed the lives of three members of the National Guard.
The three were killed when their UH-60 medical evacuation helicopter crashed in Mendon, New York, near the city of Rochester. Monroe County Sheriff Todd Baxter addressed the media about 2 hours after the crash.
Folks, just want to, again, reiterate, we had a Blackhawk in the middle of Mendon go down with three great Americans on it, so keep them in your minds and prayers.
The helicopter that was assigned to the Army Aviation Support Facility at Rochester International Airport was said to be on a routine training mission. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
President Biden is going to keep former President Trump's pick for FBI Director Christopher Wray, a White House official saying that Wray is expected to remain in the role as he currently is serving a 10-year term. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Two Republican senators have an unlikely ally when it comes to venting electoral objections.
Senator Dianne Feinstein, the Democrat from California, spoke up for GOP Senator Josh Hawley, the Republican from Missouri, and Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, on Tuesday. The Democrat said she supports Hawley and Cruz venting their objections to the electoral vote count earlier this month. Senator Feinstein said, "The Senate is a place of freedom where people come to speak their piece." End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
People who sponsored one of the 200,000 American flags at Biden's inauguration were also sending a donation to Planned Parenthood, whether they realized it or not. The donation for the flags being sent to 100 Democratic and progressive political action groups, including Planned Parenthood. New president, but the violent protests in the Pacific Northwest continue.
Demonstrations in Portland, Oregon Wednesday turned violent as crowds attacked the headquarters of the Oregon Democratic Party and an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility. A group of around 150 people marched to the party's headquarters Wednesday afternoon, smashing windows, lighting dumpsters on fire, and leaving graffiti. Eight people were arrested and faced charges ranging from disorderly conduct to rioting. Federal law enforcement later used tear gas and flash grenades to disperse a crowd throwing rocks and eggs and vandalizing the ICE building Wednesday night after an unlawful assembly had been declared. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.